like this, it's always a good thing to reference Demas. Yes, Paul's friend, quote unquote, and ours, Demas from 2 Timothy chapter 4. I'm still talking about Facebook here. We're going to finish up on the ways Facebook can be making you crazy and indeed making the world crazy. And in addition to that, thanks to Demas, something more insidious even than that. Going to get to that today on the Revelation series. Good morning. This is Martin Zender making sense for a living from my laundry room. There's some laundry baskets back there. That's a picnic basket. That's a laundry basket. That is a cooler for a picnic. Okay, I got a new player here in the tableau. I got a little fan that's coming out here. It's not on because it would make too much noise. So, and where's my space age light here? It's not doing anything. Oh, it's way overexposed there. Okay, I'm going to put that there. All right, we are situated now. Demas, there's something very innocent sounding but horrible that's happening here. Paul is telling Timothy in the last letter he's writing, Paul's lonely, and many people have forsaken Paul. In fact, all in Asia have forsaken Paul. You wonder how it's possible. I'm with you there. It's like, you got to be kidding me. But nobody knew Paul was famous then. See, everybody would want to hang out with Paul now. But then, not the case. Endeavor to come to me quickly, Paul says to Timothy. For Demas, loving the current aeon, forsook me and went to Thessalonica. So why did Demas leave? Because he hated Paul? Because he threw out the message completely? Because he was just a jerk? No, loving the current aeon. Who doesn't want to be loving the current aeon? I mean, it sounds like something you ought to do. If you say, I hate this world, then people think you're strange. People think you're just being difficult or you're suicidal or you hate people. No, friendship with the world is enmity toward God. And if you hate the world, you hate the aeon, because worlds and aeons correspond. The world is the physical constitution, the way things are, not the physical. The world is the way things are run, the cosmos, the system of things. That's it, cosmos. That's the word, the Greek word, underlying the word world in the concordant version. An aeon is a period of time during which the world occurs. So worlds and aeons correspond. We know that from Ephesians 2:2, where Paul talks about the aeon of this world. So Demas loves the current world. Loves the current world. No, the aeon. Loves the current aeon. He loves the time period that he's in. This to me is astounding. How can you love a time period that crucified Jesus Christ? This time period, the people operating during it are enemies of God. And they're friends of corruption. And we should have no communion with them. I'll never forget, I was in Cleveland with my sister, and we were invited to watch a performance of Jesus Christ Superstar. And this was starring Ted Neely, the guy who was in the movie in the 70s. And my sister and me, we loved the movie back in the 70s. We had the soundtrack, played it all the time. Jesus Christ Superstar, loved it, in fact. So we actually met Ted Neely. I saw him at a restaurant on our way to the play. We were invited there by a friend who paid for our tickets. And I was walking past the restaurant. I said, there's a guy in there that looks like Ted Neely. And they laughed at me. Yeah, everybody looks like a celebrity to you, Zender. We go into the restaurant. It's Ted Neely. So introduced ourselves to him. He was eating bread and drinking wine. I am not kidding you. Ted Neely, Jesus Christ, eating bread and drinking wine. It was impressive. But during the performance, you see, there's that one scene where Herod is mocking him. And then they have a fanciful song, a humorous song. So you're the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. And he's mocking him. And Christ is sitting there being humiliated. And people in the audience were laughing. And this drove me crazy. It's like, how can you be laughing? Well, this is how they can be laughing. You're either with Herod, and you're getting into what he's doing. Oh, isn't he funny? He's mocking Christ. What a joker, Herod. He's just a real clown, a real card. Or you're with Jesus Christ. I was with Christ. I was feeling, I was on the Christ side of things. And because of that, I couldn't stand that pompous, arrogant, fathead Herod, you know? So other people were laughing. That really told me really who was a friend of the eon, a friend of the world. They were on the worldly guy's side. They were camping on his side of the performance there. Oh, Herod's so clever. Prove to me that you're no fool. Walk across my swimming pool. That's what he says. That's one of the lyrics of the song. People say, oh, that's sacrilege. No. It's fact. Herod mocked Christ. Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine. Ho, ho, ho. Herod's a real comedian. Hey, idiot. Jesus Christ is over here, the savior of the world, being mocked. Who are you friends with, Christ or Herod? Yeah. Now we find out, moron. Morons. Several people are laughing. Morons. You're friends with the world. Friends with the world. A friend of the world is an enemy of God. So all Demas did was he loved this current eon and went to Thessalonica. Why? I tell you why. I'm reading between the lines here. And believe me on this. This guy had a business interest. Or he had some other kind of interest that drew him away from Paul. I spoke on this at a little meeting we had in Orlando the other day, and I made the point that Paul's letter to Timothy, he's about to lose Timothy, Paul is. Timothy's young, so he has these worldly desires. Maybe he's got a girlfriend. Maybe he has going to school. He has a business opportunity. He's shaky. Paul's telling him, suffer evil with me. Suffer evil with the evangel. Be an ideal soldier. So Timothy gets this letter from Paul. He's probably going, So he probably had this great opportunity to do something. This ties into Facebook. Wait for it. Wait for it. And so he had the choice of, okay, excitement with the world, a great business opportunity, wonderful friends. There's where it ties in with Facebook. Or suffer evil with this lunatic, with this guy that everybody thinks is crazy, off his rocker, Paul. Timothy says, I choose Paul, thank God, because if he hadn't, you and I would not be talking about this. Now, look what's next here. Endeavor to come to me quickly, for Demas, loving the current era, forsook me, went to Thessalonica. That's always bad. Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Now, this is, makes me wonder. He doesn't say why Crescens, excuse me, early in the morning, sorry. Doesn't say why Crescens went to Galatia or why Titus went to Dalmatia. I don't think Titus went to Dalmatia for the dogs. Maybe he did. Maybe he was a breeder. I don't know. But I'm thinking that these men had a common denominator. They loved the current eon. Paul was tough. Paul was a tough cookie, tough character. If you're either with me or you love the current eon, basically, I think that's what Paul's saying here. And so we don't see an outward evil here. And look at the opposite. This is let's get the context here, the greater context, verse 5. Yet you, Paul says to Timothy, be sober in all things, suffer evil as an ideal soldier of Christ Jesus. Do the work of an evangelist fully. Discharge your service. All right, but this is what I'm getting to down here in verse 8. Furthermore, there is reserved for me, Paul speaking here, the wreath of righteousness which the Lord will be paying to me in that day, yet not to me only, but also to all who love his advent. There it is. I'm contrasting all who love his advent with Demas loving the current eon forsook me. Within one verse, we have two polar extremes, in my humble opinion here. Loving his advent or loving the current eon. And I think that's the line in the sand. I think that's the demarcation. Which do you love? Do you love the current eon or do you love his appearing? And you know how it is when things are going well for you. It's like, Jesus Christ could delay for a little bit because I'm having a good time. Occasionally I feel that. I don't have very many opportunities to feel that really. But sometimes I do. And when I do, I have to check it. That's all. I don't kick myself for it. I don't condemn myself for it. It's like, yeah. But I do recognize it. And I think, okay, something's screwy here. something is screwy here, and I need to correct my thinking. Am I loving the current Eon, or am I loving his appearing? Back to Facebook. Facebook is a way to collect friends, correspondences, associates, and superficial ones at that, many of them superficial, to make oneself feel better. Where? In the current eon. The last thing people want is to be discomfited in this current eon. And Facebook is a huge comfort. Why is it so popular? Because I admit it's nice to have vast numbers of people giving you affirmation. Please like me. Hit like, hit like, hit like. Please hit like, hit like, hit like, hit like, hit like. Why? Because I want to see all kinds of likes. What is a like? A thumbs up. Dislike, thumbs down. I see this. I've seen it. I don't deal with it. Everybody wants to be liked. And that is epidemic proportions on Facebook. And I think Timothy wanted to be liked. Demas wanted to be liked. Crescens wanted to be liked. And Titus wanted to be liked. And I'm sorry, but if you were friends with Paul, you came into suspicion. People wondered what the heck was your problem. You're friends with a criminal. Think about this. Your leader is in jail. The leader of the thing that you believe, of the thing that you tell your family you're really interested in, and you think it's truth. And this guy, Mom, oh my God, Mom, this guy's saying things like we've never heard before. It's amazing. He makes us feel like spiritual. We tap into this source of power of Jesus Christ, the grace of God. And Mom says, oh, okay, what's this guy's name? His name's Paul. Here's his story, Mom. He used to, well, wait a minute, Paul, where is he? What if I want to hear him? Oh, but anyway, he used to be this Pharisee. No, I want to know where he is. Oh, he's from Tarsus, you see. Where's Paul? Oh, he's in jail. He's a prisoner of Rome. Oh, prisoner of Rome. Why is he a prisoner of Rome? See, he was framed. It was a setup. Oh, sure. It's always a setup. Yeah. Always a setup. So that would not go over very well with your parents. And so it's easy to forsake Paul and to be liked. So Facebook, Paul didn't have a Facebook page because people had to search for him diligently just to find him in prison. And so this is why Paul's favorite phrase was, suffer evil with me. Yeehaw, where do I sign up? Exactly. Who wants to sign up to suffer evil? So the opposite, though, is loving the current eon. And the man of lawlessness will give many people many reasons to love the current eon, because things are going to be made even better on earth. That's going to be the temptation. All right, it's easy to love Christ, to hope for his appearing when things are going crappy for you. What if suddenly things were going fantastic for you? You won the lottery, you met the woman of your dreams, your business went berserk, and suddenly you have all this favor of the world. Then that would be a big pull. We'd all be tempted, let's face it. It's easier when your health's bad, when your friends hate you. God, I just want out of this life. Oh, congratulations. No kidding. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not sure I'm giving you or me very much credit for loving the appearing of Christ when things are going crappily for us. Now that I'm saying all this, how can I give myself much credit for that? Here's the real temptation, is if you have a great business opportunity in Thessalonica, you can finally have the job of your dreams, make a lot of money, live in a nice house, and have the acceptance of the community, and have maybe 100 likes on Facebook. Very luring, isn't it? It would be very tempting. Even our Lord was tempted when Satan said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. It's not real. Our Lord's refusal of that, putting up the hand, it's not real unless the temptation was real. And the temptation was real. Why? Because Jesus Christ had a pretty tough, crappy little life when he was here. It was a scuffle every day for him, scuffling with his disciples, scuffling with the priesthood. So of course he goes to the mountains to pray every day. Why? Because life sucks. It's hard. All the kingdoms of the world, that would make things a lot easier. And if he was given control of all the kingdoms of the world, he wouldn't be driven in sorrow every morning to fellowship. Help me, God. Deliver me from these ignoramuses that I'm with. Scuffling every day. Scuffle, scuffle. So, if you're scuffling, it makes it easier, doesn't it? But if the world is suddenly, wow, this is amazing. We're suddenly on the right path here. We finally have an elected official, a presidente, who is taking care of business, who is bringing the peace and the plenty that we deserve as a nation. And America is becoming great again. This is great. Wow, I'm loving this. I'm loving it. And yet, Crescens went to... Where did that guy go? Where did Crescens go? Crescens to Galatia. Yeah, Titus went to Dalmatia. I was thinking Crescens went to Dalmatia, but no, that was Titus. And Demas, God help the man, went to Thessalonica. Are you kidding me? That place? All because they didn't want to be associated with Paul. I'm convicted and convinced of better things concerning us. Let us love his appearing rather than love the current eon.